What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch Podcast. I am Brandon Lynette, your host of the Listen Bitch Podcast. Okay, so I think we're gaining back some momentum, and I keep saying we because apparently the voices in my head need you guys to know that they're a part of this with you. I fucked up to Monday's episode because I put 4 p.m. instead of 4 a.m. So thanks for your patience. Thanks for your messages. Thanks for making me aware of it. It's a big epic husband fail because he's usually the one that is at work. I mean, the guy gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go to work. So my podcast is up and ready when he's at work, clocked in, and he's supposed to be my, what do you call that? Babysitter, chaperone, manager, something. And he told on himself because he had no idea. He had no idea. He wasn't even trying to look for it. He thought, or I guess it wasn't really his fault, but he didn't call me out. I'll say that. He didn't call me out for not having the podcast up on time. Okay. And that usually happens. So thank you guys for coming out with that. And then I went ahead and put it on Benjamin's shoulders to choose today's podcast because my brain is still mush. I'm still trying to catch up from just, it's been insane. It's been an insane week and there's just a lot. There's a lot, but I'm still showing up, bitch. Okay. Even when I'd rather just lay on the couch and binge watch, you know, Netflix, I just finished Night Watch. Everyone's talking about it. They're like, you have to watch it. It's so good. And it was the thing that made it hard for me is that I'll tell you guys, like Netflix is a background noise for me. Like when I'm working or writing or everything I'm doing, washing dishes, cleaning, bathing my cat, literally there's just something playing in the background. Okay. So that's what Netflix is to me. And I usually pick shows that can just play that I don't have to watch. Okay. So Night Watch fucked me up because I really had to watch it. It was good. It was really good. So now I was just on the couch trying to take some notes on today's conversation just so I don't get sidetracked because I need the support, you guys. I need to keep myself in line here, keep my thoughts together. I'll admit it. I need the help. So I was doing some notes and I went ahead and started watching Love is Blind. So I'm a sucker for that shit. And there are some mean girl bullies on there. Like I am just in shock that these people act like they forgot there's a fucking camera because no one in the world thinks it's cool for you to be a mean girl. Like it really just showed their hand of like how insecure people can be. And when a girl is mean, I think it just shows like her complete level of insecurity. It's just a fucked up thing. So yeah, would I rather be binge watching this and trying to figure out how these girls can be so mean? Or do I just get off my ass and record a podcast and do the thing? So I'm here doing the thing. Benjamin chose the topic today. We brought our bikes out, you guys. I live in Michigan. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Okay. I do have like ADHD, ACDC, OCD. I don't even know what you call it, but I do get scatterbrained. Okay. And I just go on tangents. It's fine. I feel like I have a beautifully complex brain and it's perfect for me. It's everything I need it to be. I'm that person with 1,000 tabs open and that's just how I work. It's how I function. And I love it. I love it. I have found peace in the chaos, and I have found something that has really helped me to level out the unlimited amount of thoughts that I can process, okay, with all my multiple personalities or whatever you want to call it. I microdose psilocybin, and that has definitely kept me grounded, kept me, you know, where I need to be. Today was microdose day for me because it is actually my Monday, okay? So I do 4 days on, 3 days off. So my Monday, I got to microdose today and it just brought me back to home. It had been 3 days without it. And I know that it is something that works in my system. Just it builds up there and it just completes me. But I love the days where I am physically taking the capsules. I just feel amazing. So today was a beautiful day for me. It was just at peace, got some shit done, felt very zen with things. My daughter started softball. Yeah, we live in Michigan. I just went on a tangent and I'm like, where am I? Because I'm not following notes. Okay. I'm not following notes. And it's okay. I love you bitches for being here for me. Thank you for that. Thank you. Make sure you have subscribed so you don't miss an episode. We live in Michigan and the weather is fucking gorgeous, like motorcycle gorgeous. This was our first week out. Benjamin and I took our bikes out yesterday. And I mean, it was just perfect. Like, definitely needed a jacket and gloves, but it was still, I mean, the sun was out. It was gorgeous. Today was another day. He got to ride his bike to work, but I was playing mommy and I don't have, you know, sidecars for my hundreds of kids to get in. So I didn't get to ride today, but I do get to ride Wednesday and I look forward to it. But when I'm asking him about the topic, the fact that our bikes are back out for the season, he's like, why don't you talk about conquering fear? Okay. And it's easy for us to, you know, to talk about, because I feel like everything in my life has been about conquering fear. And if you really stop to gauge your life and to look at where you were, where you came from, it's the same. There are things you do that you just literally go through life conquering fears. I was afraid to have a baby. Okay. Afraid to have a baby. Never thought I could ever have any kind of surgery and survive. Well, I've had six babies and I've had six C-sections, all beautiful, huge fears that were conquered just by taking on the experience. Starting a business for myself, super fucking scary, super scary, but then it got not scary. And now I just keep starting businesses all over the place and it's so much fun, right? The fear is gone. But one of the things that I think was really big in my life was the motorcycle. Two summers ago, Benjamin got the first motorcycle in our marriage. Like, he used to have them before. When I met him, he didn't. And then, you know, we met and he took on four babies as his own. And so financially, it was just not a thing we could do for a long time. So a couple, you know, 2 years ago, he was finally like, is it time? I'm like, it's time. And he said, hell yeah. And he went and bought a motorcycle. He's driving home. He bought it in Illinois somewhere. He's driving home and I'm like, wait a minute, this fool's going to ditch me with the kids. Like, I'm going to be stuck at home with all the kids while he's out there having the greatest time of his life. Okay. I wasn't cool with that. So what I did is this big, scary ass monster of a bike that he had. He probably hates me because I'll never remember what it was, but it was just a gnarly bike. He drove it to the school parking lot and I followed in the car and I taught myself how to ride. Terrified of how to do this, but I did it. And then it's like every little thing opened up a new door. So, okay, I could teach myself to ride on this bike. Now let's get a motorcycle that fits me. So the one I wanted, I didn't think I could handle. I didn't know that I was strong enough or, you know, prepared enough or new enough or any of the things. I did not have the skills to be able to manage this bike. So I started out with this tiny little bobber, a little Indian bobber. And he kind of laughed because he was like, you're going to outgrow this really fast. And at the time, you guys, we don't know what we don't know. Okay. But I did outgrow that bitch really fast. So before the season was over, I used that and I got my license. I did my little DMV driving test to get my motorcycle license on that bike. And then I went and bought the baddest fucking motorcycle that exists in my mind. And we're literal soulmates. Like, our energy just is amazing. I'm getting dressed yesterday, like putting on my jacket and my helmet. I'm doing all the things. I'm like, I'm fucking scared. I'm scared because I haven't been on the bike for what, like November, December, January, February, for months. Okay. I took it around the block the other day and that was one thing, but like, we're going back out into traffic. We're going to go bounce from a few places. Like, we're going to be driving on the busy roads. Okay. So I was like, man, I'm scared. Like, I felt terrified because it's like a new thing again. We had to get acclimated. This is the thing. The minute that I start to pull this beautiful beast out of our driveway, I was like, oh, it was like reuniting with an old friend. It was so beautiful. So every time I spend time on the bike, like, we connect energetically and I feel very grounded and very just, we are very aware. Okay. I think energy is so important. Energy is everything. And you do connect with the physical things in your life. I'm sure you can feel that even with just your car. I feel that with my car. Like, I feel just that energy of just appreciation and gratitude, and especially the bike. And it's still, there's still like a little lingering fear there, but I face that every single day because I'm a very defensive driver. Okay. I follow the rules. I don't fuck around. Unlike my husband, who literally, like, I cried when we got home yesterday because this fucker, okay, we have a motorcycle that neither of us like. It was, he wanted it last year. He was like, I have to have this bike. It's my dream bike. We got it. And he realized, like, this thing doesn't have a soul. It doesn't have the same energetic connection as other bikes. Okay. And his comment every time he rides this bike is like, it wants to kill me. It wants to kill me. So, yeah, he got a little racy yesterday and, you know, doing 140 on the bike. And when I lost him, I just like had that heart attack. I am not that driver. And I know he's safe and I trust him, but I don't trust the bike, you know. So I was definitely a little upset yesterday because it scared the fuck out of me. But I'm a very defensive driver and I'm very aware of my surroundings. Every intersection, I'm just very aware. And I ask you guys, if you are someone who is out there on the roads, I really never understood why everybody was always posting, like, when it's motorcycle season, watch for them, watch for them, watch for them. I'm telling you, I'm encouraging you to watch for them. Okay. We can't help it for the dumbasses. And I see them all the time. I see these guys weaving in out of traffic and doing dumb shit. Like, you know, my husband was on a straightaway yesterday. Anything could have happened to him. And I would have just been like, he was a dumbass. Okay. That was a dumb move. It was dumb. It was dumb. Okay. I don't do that shit. I have babies. I cannot afford to do that stuff. And he does too, but I think guys are just, they're so weird. But anyway, scared the fuck out of me. But I'm very cautious with that. But there's still that fear. There's that fear of anything is possible. But the same thing happens when, you know, you're driving a car or even just like going for walks or riding the bikes with the kids and all the things, like anything can happen. You know what I mean? So I just stay present in that moment of awareness. But there's always a little bit of fear every time we're doing things in life. I still can't go live on TikTok if, oh, shocking. I'm in TikTok jail. I don't know for how long. It's been about a month already. But even when I'm doing something stupid, like going live on Facebook, I don't do it regularly anymore. And I never die when I do, but it's still a terrifying thing. Like I feel terrified. Okay. But I just want to talk to you guys about overcoming your fears today, because what happens if you don't? Okay. You have these things that intimidate you. And you're just kind of becoming someone who is complacent. And you're like, that's okay. I'm just afraid of that. So it's okay. And then you have this avoidant personality. If you choose to not conquer your fears, this limits your ability to fully experience and enjoy life on immeasurable levels. Fear prevents you from trying new things. You're never going to pursue your goals. And then you're going to miss all the risks you could take that are going to lead to that personal growth and success. If you're avoiding situations that trigger your fears, you're missing out on the opportunities to learn, grow, and gain confidence. And I'm not saying that this is about a motorcycle, okay? This was one of the things. It was my fear. I mean, there's so much shit in my life that I'm afraid of that every day it's like a step of like, okay, let's do this. Okay, let's become vulnerable here. Okay, let's move here. Let's grow here, right? Just move the needle, a tiny little speck, and you're doing the right thing. But I get it. Okay. I'm not trying to say that conquering fears isn't difficult. It is fucking challenging. And it requires you to step outside of your comfort zone, or like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, where you just kind of like expand your comfort zone. Instead of making yourself feel like you're stepping out of the bubble, I want you to imagine that you're keeping yourself in the bubble, but you're pushing out the bubble, right? You're just making that a little bigger. You've got to open up, spread out your comfort zone, and face situations that make you uncomfortable or anxious. And this requires, like, maybe you need to get some help for this. How debilitating is your fear? Right? So there are professionals that can help you all over the place. And there are people like me, and there's so many people like me. This is a normal thing now. This isn't even a shocking conversation to have. Microdosing psilocybin is a huge thing, and it does help people be able to view their fears differently and kind of gives them that reality check of like, okay, this is not the same perspective that I thought I had inside my own thoughts. Okay. It gets you outside of your head, outside of your feelings. But the decision to conquer your fears, it's personal. And you've got to consider the potential benefits and drawbacks of facing them or avoiding them. That's the truth. Okay. While facing your fears, it's going to be difficult in the short term. It can lead to greater personal growth and confidence. That's what we want. You guys talk to me all the time about not having confidence. You're lacking that confidence. You want a life that's fulfilling. This is what you do. Everyone's trying to fill these voids that they have. And literally, you are it. You are it. Why should you conquer your fears? Because it's powerful, it's transformative, and it has a number of benefits for your personal life, your social life, your family life, your professional life. So I want you guys to consider like taking this on as your challenge. You bitch. I know you're like, oh my God, you're thinking of that one thing. Like, what is that one thing you're really afraid of? Think about it. And think about the fact that greater personal growth and development is going to help you develop that resilience. The courage gives you a sense of accomplishment and pride. Like, I legit know I'm a badass. I know I'm a badass when I get on that bike in a very humble manner. In a very humble manner. I know how vulnerable I am in those moments where I'm on two wheels instead of four. I'm exposed. I'm exposed to everything. I'm out there with nature, just exposed. I give up a level of protection and then I just feel even more connected with everything around me. I mean, my relationship with God definitely is closer when I'm on that bike because I'm like, all right, God, please stop these cars and everything. But it boosted my self-esteem. It boosted my self-worth. Like, I conquered something I was afraid of. And not just conquered it, bitch. I went and got the baddest fucking bike there is. You know what I mean? That's huge for me. And my next step, my husband wants a bagger, okay? And I just feel like that's so, it's a lot. And I mean, it's just a lot more like outside motorcycle space, right? Like big windshields, bags on the side. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for, I just feel like it's bulky. And my bike and I are very, very connected. So I don't know if it's necessarily just like a personal preference or if I am afraid, but the truth is I know that I just have to try. I have to get on the bagger and drive it to gauge where I really am and to be able to decide, am I just scared or just uncomfortable? Okay. Cause those are two different things. Like, everything should make us a little uncomfortable. That means we're doing the right thing, getting outside of, you know, expanding our comfort zone. But this is what happens. Like, it's not just about getting that personal growth and development. Okay. It's not about developing our own resilience or courage, not just even our own self-confidence, but like it improves your relationships because this is the thing. Fear is going to keep you from forming new relationships 100%. And it keeps you from deepening existing relationships. Okay. You know, this is true because when you're afraid of something, you close in and you bring that wall tighter and you keep putting bricks all around you to keep yourself safe and protected because you took one tiny little fear and made it something bigger than your thoughts can handle. That's it. So you conquer these fears and you're going to be more willing to open up to other people. You're going to be able to communicate effectively. You're going to be able to build stronger connections with people. Conquering fear will increase your opportunities 100%. Because that's it. Fear is going to limit you in life. Every aspect of your life. If you conquer them, you might be willing to take the risks that are going to try new things to pursue your goals. And this is going to lead to those opportunities and experiences. I wrote a book called Fuck Luck Bitches. If you don't have it, you need to get it now. It's on Amazon. It's on Audible. I could be in your ear or you could read the shit. I don't give a fuck. You can message me if you don't have this book. I have a few that I can even send out right now. It's actually a book bundle. So you'd get Once Upon a Time Bitches and Fuck Luck Bitches. I have 1, 2, 3 sets left. Okay. It's first come, first serve how these books kind of go out. But message me if you don't have them because you need this. Because I talk about what luck is, and I feel like fear is in alignment with my personal observation on what luck is, okay? It is when we are showing up, life presents the opportunities for us. If you're going to be on the couch binge watching Netflix forever, like I wanted to do tonight, but you continue to do this every day, day in, day out, instead of showing up and doing your fucking podcast or writing your books or, you know, going after the job or expanding your relationships, if you stay afraid, you miss the opportunity because life is not about bargaining with God about like, okay, God, give me the money and then I'll be happy. Okay, God, give me the opportunity and then I'll do my best. Uh-uh. And this is where everybody's fucking up. This is where everybody fucks up with life, with manifesting, with the law of attraction, literally with the relationship with God himself. Faith is believing in something you can't see. So you have to build your whole entire life on shit you can't see. That means, bitch, if you are broke right now, you have to believe that the money is there, to believe the money is coming. If you don't have opportunities, you have to believe that they're coming. And then you do the things that are going to bring that in. What habits can you create to be the person who is going to attract the opportunities? The harder you work, the luckier you get. That's a fucking fact. That is a fact. And it comes out of nowhere. 100%. Every single time. Every opportunity that has hit me in my life, it's because I took the chance, okay? Kind of like how I talk about in my book, who's the hero? Is it Cinderella or is it the prince? Because everyone's like, I want a prince to rescue me. That motherfucker didn't do anything. Cinderella literally had to trust in something she couldn't see or believe. She had a fairy godmother, right? That's God for us. We ask him to give us these things, to do these things, to present these opportunities. And no matter what he gives us, we still have to show up at the ball. And how scary is that to show up at the ball when you have no self-confidence, you have no self-worth, because the whole world, your family especially, has just been running you down, and you don't have anything to believe in anymore. And there's this little sliver of possibility that this would work for you. You put on your best stuff and you show up. If she did not show up, there would be no story. The prince would just be a prince with a lot of money who, you know, did what he did. And that's it. He was going to find a wife regardless. You have to show up to the ball for opportunity to present itself. So that means you conquer your fears so you can see those opportunities, right? And I'm going to tell you this right now. You want to be healthy, bitch? You want to have better physical health? If you're falling for all the fear mongering that's happening, if you're falling for all of the bullshit that's going around, it's taking a toll on your physical health. Because if you're living in that fight or flight response, that means, bitch, if you are watching the news, if you're obsessed with that, if your conversations are always like, oh my God, guess what happened? There was a shooting and then this happened. Like if you are constantly in that awareness of like, that's what you're going to see, bitch, there's been shootings forever. And I'm not saying it's not an important conversation to have, but you cannot obsess over these things that are happening outside of your control. The only thing you can control is who you are and who you're going to be in this life. You don't get to control if a gunman shows up at the mall, okay? But I guarantee that what's happening, if that's what your fear is every time you're moving or leaving or doing things, if you are constantly in this state of fear, and what's really fucked up is, oh, Brandon Lynette, it is hard to not speak my whole truth here on this podcast. And I know I don't ever want to make people feel left out. And my opinion is my opinion, and I respect your opinion. But I feel like shit that is happening with our kids at school, it is leading them to a life of fear. And I think some of the shit's like orchestrated to make it that. That's my total belief. And I get it. I get it. Brandon's fucking crazy. I wear a tinfoil hat. I do. I'm one of the conspiracy fucking crazy people that will dig into anything because I question everything. I don't believe that everything we're told is the truth. I don't believe that everything that we're shown is the truth. I feel like the media, the government, they want us in fear because fear makes us sick. That's it. So why not scare the fuck out of parents and kids and keep them fucking afraid? Why not launch viruses and release fucking illness to make people terrified? I mean, are you kidding me? Like, I know a lot of people are aware of the fact that all the fear mongering with, you know, the big C word didn't really take, okay? All this whole, if you're not vaccinated, you're dying. I mean, literally, my husband had a family member at the table obsessed with telling us how bad it was that we were not getting vaccinated, okay? Because we were going to die. Those people aren't dying. So the fear mongering was a bunch of bullshit, okay? Yes. Have people died? Yes, absolutely. There is something out there that is killing people, but we don't fear monger it. And if you really give a fuck about your health, you're going to care about where you are with your mindsets as far as everything happening in the world is concerned. Your fear is killing you. That's it. It increases your heart rate. It fucks with your blood pressure and it rises your stress levels. If you can overcome your fear, you're going to experience lower levels of stress and anxiety, and this is going to have that positive impact on your health and well-being. There is money in sickness. I want you to remember that. Hospitals, doctors, it's a business. Okay. It's a business. There are few and far between doctors that actually give a fuck about you, 100%. Few and far between. You have to take responsibility for you. And that means you have to conquer your fear and learn to trust yourself and learn to trust your body. Nobody knows you better than you know you. And if you're questioning shit, if you're like, oh my God, I feel like something might be wrong, I want you to fucking stop and I want you to analyze your shit. Okay. Are you taking care of yourself? Are you moving your body? Are you drinking the water? Are you exercising? What kind of food are you eating? What are you listening to? How are you spending your time? What is mentally coming into your head? Because everything we're seeing, everything we're listening to, it affects us. It affects us. You want greater happiness and fulfillment? You have to conquer the fears. If you push past them, you're going to discover new strengths. New abilities that you never knew you had. This is where we get the empowerment. This is where we get rewarded. You guys see these confident ass women coming out here. I mean, even people, and it's funny because I'm just me, right? I'm like nobody, bitch. I'm nobody. But I, you know, meet different people and I see people and they're like, oh my God, you wrote that book. Or, you know, messaging people of like, oh my God, you're doing a podcast. Like they think it's this huge thing that's like an impossible feat. No, it was scary to get started. It's still scary to be here. And every step I have to grow, it's scary. Like, I don't know what I don't know. So I could turn that into fear, or I can be confident and excited that I'm empowering myself to continue to do this. And the more I do things like this, the more empowered that I get. And you start seeing my energy levels go to a place that are beyond measure for people to comprehend. And we think these people, these women and men that are doing these fascinating things that are just like untouchable, we're like, how do they do that? It's not magic. It's because they chose to wake up every day and conquer a new fear. Your energy gets elevated to a whole new vibration when you're doing that. And it's not that people are above you. They're just at a different place in life. You can be on that same level. It's a choice. What fears are you willing to conquer to be on the level of someone that you completely admire? That's the question. Ask yourself that. All right, bitch. So how do we conquer our fears? Okay. It's challenging, but there are strategies and techniques that you can use. Okay. You have to identify the source. What is causing this fear? And oh my God, pen to paper. Okay. I want you guys to understand when I say pen to paper, because I know half of you bitches are rolling your eyes. Like you have not sat down and journaled about your shit. And I don't blame you. I haven't journaled like for about 3 days now. It's easy to fall off, but it's just a matter of coming back into the awareness of how powerful it is to write shit down. Okay. Words are power, whether you're speaking them or writing them. But I feel like writing is really, it just like sets everything up energetically 100%. So I want you to journal about what specific situations or circumstances trigger your fear. Understand why those things are scary for you and process through it. Okay. Our brain wants the truth. Our brain loves us and it's always looking for the truth. Okay. And when we can validate it with truth, okay, like, okay, I'm afraid of going to the grocery store because I had a panic attack one time. And every time I go now, I have the same panic attack and I freak out and I feel like I'm going to die. What's the truth? Bitch, I haven't died at the grocery store. I haven't died. Okay. And now I lean into the anxiety where I'm like, okay, let's fucking go, bitch. Like, where do you want to go today? How far do you want to take this? Okay. Are we going to hyperventilate? Like, what does my body need to do right now? The more I acknowledge it, the less it fights for my attention, 100%. So I'm overcoming the fear of anxiety because I'm not fighting it. I'm just like, what is this? And then I write it down and it just looks stupid. It looks stupid. I see the truth and your brain sees the truth. So allow yourself to write down so you can witness your fear and see yourself not becoming it. You can see yourself in the reality of what is the truth. This is some of the fears we have are stupid. It's the truth. And it doesn't even matter. We have just this made up reaction to something and it doesn't make sense. And I get that. Anxiety doesn't make sense. But that's where you have to show your brain the truth. It empowers you over the anxiety so that you're not fighting it. You're letting it have its little, it's like a fucking little 4-year-old wanting some attention, right? So it's just this little kid screaming in your head, like, I want attention. Look at me right now. Look at me. Look at me. And the minute you look at them, they're like, oh, and they get bored of showing you whatever they're showing you and they go do something else. That's what anxiety is. Okay. That's what fear is. Just let it have its attention and then conquer it. And you've got to do this gradually. And you start by facing them in small, manageable steps. Okay. Like, bitch, if you're afraid of heights, then start standing on a low platform, climb on small ladders, then you work your way up. 100%. I recommend using relaxation techniques. Okay. Because what happens when we are getting afraid, right? When we're anxious or afraid in situations, we've got that physical symptom of like the racing heart and the tense muscles. Okay. I literally take myself through that process of like unclench your jaw, and then just kind of meditate into the moment. Deep breathing, like the big breaths. Like it could be the slow, deep box breaths, or maybe you're like my kids and you have to do the dragon breath. Whatever it is, focus on your breathing. It's in through your nose, out through your mouth. Okay. And then learning to just kind of talk to your body to relax the muscles. And it is me just literally like, okay, unclench your jaw, relax your shoulders, set your shoulders back. And then I just feel my heart. I imagine my brain is holding my heart, like, baby, I've got you. Like, I always imagine my brain and my heart are just doing this beautiful dance inside my body where they just connect and everything is flowing, right? Because they work together or we die. That's it. And the more you can sync them, the better you feel and the higher vibration you can be on. Okay. If you don't feel good in life, it's because your brain and your heart are not getting along. They're not on the same wavelength. They're not on the same page. You have to have heart and brain coherence 100%. Find support. Okay. Learn to check your body in itself. And then if you really need that support, then, I had a coach that talked to me, that helped me through this so much, that kind of taught me the body check. Okay. That was a gift that, I mean, I couldn't even put an amount of money on it. Was it expensive? Yes. Was it worth it? That's a double fuck yes. Okay. Invest in yourself, bitch. Invest in someone who is going to help you through this process. Okay. Don't try to go at it alone. If you need, a counselor or a therapist or hiring a coach, whatever it takes for you, reach out to friends, family. The more you make the fear come to life, meaning you talk about it, the smaller it gets. Okay. Because number one, a lot of people are going to understand where you're coming from. They just do. And then I want you to challenge your negative thoughts. Okay. This is where fear is fueled from. It is those thoughts that you're having. And I want you to start journaling about the thoughts that you're having and ask yourself, is this a thought based in reality? And if the thought doesn't serve you, then reframe it so it fits your reality. And talk about things in the past. Like, I used to have panic attacks in the store. I used to like freak out in the grocery store when I'm around a bunch of people. And I think it was, I mean, I don't even know, but it just, I talked about it and I reframed it as in I used to. And now my brain is in the awareness of like remembering that, but not bringing it back to my present moment. Okay. So it's just like that. Oh my gosh, that sweet Brandon standing in the store. Remember that time you really thought you were going to die and you were like, what's going to happen to my kids? And all these things. Like, I played out all these scenarios because I go ham. And, my brain is beautifully and multifaceted. So it goes everywhere. Like, I have blown out 100 fucking scenarios in a matter of 30 seconds. And I lived through all of them and my brain didn't know the difference. And it was exhausting. It was exhausting. And now imagine, like, I don't have that. It's like a little whisper of like, remember when this happened? So I put it towards the past. And I talk about how great it is to go out into public with ease and confidence. And I feel good. Practice that. What is the word I'm thinking of? Exposure therapy. Submerge yourself in the experience. Gradually expose yourself to the things that trigger your fear in a controlled environment. This helps you build up your tolerance. And then you've got to celebrate that progress, okay? Small victories, whatever it is, you have to celebrate 100%. I could easily look at myself right now and be like, bitch, you have a badass bike, but it's not a bagger. I mean, my motor's badass. Like, you can't beat that. But I could have a bigger frame bike and I could conquer that, but I can still celebrate the fact that I've mastered the bike I have, right? Like, we have become one. We are beautiful. We are we just feel good together. Like we feel really good together. And it's a great expansion of who I am. Like it's a great, just another facet to like who Brandon Lynette is, of how I want to show up in this life, doing things that I used to be afraid of, bringing them into my awareness and realizing like it wasn't as scary as I thought. It's not as scary as I thought. But by the time I get on a bagger, I could celebrate the fact that, you know, I started out on crazy bikes. I had a little baby bike. I taught myself on a scary ass fucking, I don't even know what kind of bike, but it looked evil and looked like an alien from another planet. I couldn't even touch the ground, bitch. Okay. I could not touch the ground. I still ride the FTR and I can't touch the ground. That's a terrifying thing to not have that like confidence of being able to just brace myself on a bike at any given time. It's a terrifying thing. What is the truth? I can be afraid of it, or I could see. There was a time I almost dumped the FTR. I couldn't touch and I was turning right and I had to stop on my brakes fast and I almost dumped the bike. And there was something in me that brought all kinds of leg power into my life. And I got that bitch back straight up. I did not drop it. First of all, I knew my husband would divorce me. Okay. But that was a very scary moment for me. So when I rode the FTR last season, that fear and awareness of remembering that situation kept coming back to me. But what was the truth? I didn't dump the bike. I was afraid, but I didn't do it. I didn't. I held it up and I kept going. So when I ride that bike now, I'm like, bitch, come on. You thought you were going to drop it and you didn't. You're powerful. And I expand that and I celebrate that. And then it makes, you know, my experience with the FTR more comfortable because I'm like, I've got this. The worst possible thing almost happened and it didn't, because I was there, and I celebrate that moment and empowers me where I'm at now. And it's never too late to start working on whatever it is that you fear. Okay. And I can't tell you that there's ever going to be a time that you're going to feel ready. There's never going to be a time that you may feel motivated. Okay. Unless your husband is literally about to ditch you with six kids and go ride a motorcycle all summer. That was motivation for me. It never came into my awareness that I wanted to have a motorcycle license. It never crossed my mind. I didn't give a fuck. Right. I'm busy. I've got six kids. That wasn't even a part of who I was. And now it's something that definitely defines who I am. Like my whole life, that's where I was meant to be. Right. So I want you to think about what it is in the moment. Is it something that, you know, you just have to do, not waiting for the perfect time? Okay. If your fears are holding you back and preventing you from pursuing goals or living the life you want, it's time to fucking do it. I don't care if you're ready. I don't care if you're motivated, fucking do it. When your fears are causing you distress. Okay. Yes. Fear is a normal and healthy emotion, but when it starts to interfere with your daily life and causing, you know, causes distress, you have to do something about it. When you're ready for a new challenge, if you feel complacent in life, it is time to find a fear and overcome it. Push yourself, expand that comfort zone. If you feel stuck and bored with your current routine, facing your fears injects excitement and energy into your life. It changes your vibration. When you want to improve your relationships, fear is getting in the way. So you've got to just get over it. You have to get over it. If you feel like your fears are preventing you from connecting with other people and being your true self in this body, it's time to start. Ready or not, it doesn't fucking matter. Okay. There is no right time. Just go. Just expand it. Move the needle a teeny tiny bit. Okay. But I want you guys to come at this with some grace and some patience and kindness. Okay. It is one step at a time. That's it. I did not go to the store and buy the biggest fucking beast of a motorcycle and was like, all right, I'm going to drive off the lot having never done something. I took the baby steps of teaching myself in a parking lot, literally the high school parking lot. I took a few weeks to do that. And then I found a baby bike and brought it home. And that was my experience. Yes, I outgrew the bike fast. That's fine. You don't let other people push you to something else either. I knew I wasn't ready for the bike I have now, my first season. I wasn't. And my husband would, you know, if he had his way, he would have pushed me to the biggest bike right away because he knew I would outgrow it. But I didn't need to skip the step. I had to take the step on the baby bike. That's it. So don't be afraid. Whatever your fear is, it's a baby bike. It's a baby bike. Yes. Do I know you're going to outgrow it? Fuck yes, bitch. Okay. Because you're a badass. Because you're a badass and you're meant to just be empowered and have that life that is filling you up with just love and joy and peace and abundance. And you do that by having the greatest time of your life. What is something you think could be really fucking fun, but you've been afraid to do it? That's what I want you to do. That's what I want you to do. And then on top of that, have a great fucking day and I'll see you tomorrow.